In today's Mishnah, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah of the 4th parak of Masechet HaNazir. The Mishnah begins, Ha'ish Madir Benod Benazir. We learn here a new halacha. This is something that's a halacha mipi Kabbalah, as part of our oral tradition, that the father can make his son a Nazir. I mean, he can even say, my son, this is while he's still young, so he's still a katan, he is a Nazir, or he can say, you are a Nazir. However, Ein Aisha Maderet Et Bana Benazir. However, this is al-pi Kabbalah that we say, the mother doesn't have the capacity to do so. But still, even though the father, we're saying, according to tradition, that the father has the capacity to make his son a Nazir, that is only if the son does not object or the relative do not object. So, for example, Mishnah says, Ketzah has this for, so in the case with the father, Gilach oshil gichuhu krovav, if the son gets up and then shaves his head or cuts his hair, or his relatives do so, that's already a demonstration of his protest and objection to become a Nazir. Or Micha, if he simply says, sorry, Dad, I do not want to become a Nazir, or his relatives object, in that situation, that would bring an end to the Nazirut of the son, meaning it wasn't binding. So what happens? Haytai lo, let's say the father had animals already separated for the purpose of Korbanot, Be'emer Foreshet. Then the Chatat, and he designated a particular animal being Chatat, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnahs. The laws here now parallel the case where the husband was made for the wife's neder to become a Nazir. So here the chatat is left to die, the olah shall be offered as a voluntary offering to krav olah v'hashlamim, and the shlamim would be offered as a shlam, again a voluntary offering, and as we explained in yesterday's Mishnah, so we're going to go a little bit faster, that they would be consumed much like the shlami nazir, different to regular shlamim offering, that can only be consumed within a day, so the day and the following night. However, v'ein tonim lechem, they wouldn't need the meal offerings would come along with the shlami nazir. Hayulo motstumim, if it was simply money set aside for it, it wasn't designated which for which korbanot this money would be used for, simply set aside for all the korbanot, then yiplul, then they would be given to the Beis HaMikdash to purchase all our offering like we explained yesterday. Ma'om muforashim, if however the money itself was already designated, demei chatat, the money that was going to use to purchase sin offering, that would yuchulo lam ha-melech, would have to be cast into the yam ha-melech. Lo nehenim velo mo'alim, one could not get any benefit from it. If they did, they wouldn't violate the prohibition of Me'ilah. However, Demei Olah, the money set aside for the Olah offering, Yavi Olah should be used to purchase a voluntary Nedava Olah offering, burnt offering, Mu'alim Bahem, and if one derived any benefit, they would violate the prohibition of Me'ilah, that being additional Korban, like we explained yesterday, and have to pay back the full amount that they've benefit plus the Chomesh, extra 25%. Demei Shlamim, the money that was set aside for the Shlamim, Yavi Ushlamim being a voluntary Shlamim offering, and treated much like we've already explained in the beginning of the Mishnah, if it was a Shlamim offering itself that was left over, then Ne'echalin Liyom Echad, it must be consumed in the day and the following night, the Inu Ne'etuanim Lechet, but it required the meal offerings, the loaves that will come along with it. Let's continue now with Mishnah Zayin. Again, for the Mishnah we just went through, I went through quite quickly because it seemed to parallel yesterday's Mishnah. So if you're uncertain of some of the details we just went through quite quickly, listen to yesterday's shir. Let's go to the Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ish megaleach al nizirot aviv. Ve'nisha megaleach al nizirot aviv. So we learn here another halacha, mipi Kabbalah, that a man is able to use, we'll see exactly what context it is, use the korbanah that was set aside by his father for the completion of his father's nizirot, for his own nizirut, meaning, for example, the father accepted being a nazir, set aside some animals and died before being able to bring them. The son can use those korbanot at the end of his term. However, ve'inesha megalechata nizirut aviha, that wouldn't work for a woman for her own fathers. So the Mishnah continues, ketzad haso, mi shahia aviv nazir v'hifrish ma'ot stumim al nizirutot. So here we're dealing with a father who was a Nazir and he separated some money that he wanted to bring for his korban at the end of his term. V'met, unfortunately, passed away. V'amar, and the son said, Harini Nazir almanat she'agalach al ma'ot abba. And the son says, I'm now a Nazir on the condition that I can use this money to finance the korban at the end of my term in Nizirut. So that's according to Tanakhama how it works. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Hare eli plulin lava. According to Rabbi Yossi, that wouldn't work. If he only accepted the term of Nizirut after his father had passed away, then that money would have to be plun and davar, meaning you'd have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to buy these olah offerings like we've explained in yesterday's Mishnas as well. However, we say, Ein ze megalech al Nizirut, that's not the case of megalech al Nizirut, that's not the case where one can use his father's money that was set aside to purchase these korbanot to finance his own. So, Eze megalech, what would be the case according to Rabbi Yossi? That's Mishaya hu ve'aviv nizirim. That's where him and his father decided to be Nazirs together, meaning while the father was still alive. Vehefrish aviv, and the father separated some money, ma'ot, stumim, lenizirot, vemet, and then passed away. So the father then set aside money for the korbanot. Him and his son are both nazirs at the time, and then he passed away. Mishnah says, zel megalecha nizirot, it's that situation Rabbi Yossi says, that the son can use that money to purchase korbanot. However, if he only accepted to become a nazir after he's passed away, according to Rabbi Yossi, then that wouldn't work. The money would have to be given to the Beis Hamikdash, as we explained. However, let's go back to the opinion of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, according to most opinions, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether he simultaneously accepted Nizirut with his father or only accepted Nizirut after his father passed away. The son would be able to use that money that his father set aside to finance his own korbanot. Interestingly here, Kati cites at the end of his extension that actually Rashi's another opinion to understand the opinion of Chachamim, meaning Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi have polar opposite opinions. Meaning, just as Rabbi Yossi says, only if there were Nazirs at the same time can he use his father's, according to Rashi's understanding of Chachamim, no, it's only if he accepted upon himself to become a Nazir after his father passed away, and he says, al manat, on condition I can use my father's funds to finance my own korbanot, that, according to Rashi, that's the only time the first opinion that the Chachamim say that it would work. So in other words, they're polar opposite opinions. But as I explained, already most opinions say, really, according to Chachamim, it doesn't matter when he accepted the term Nizirut, he can simply use the money that his father set aside before he passed away for the father's korbanot, and the son can use it to finance his own. Those are Mishnah today.